What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I know it's been a while since I made one of these. I got super busy with work. I apologize. Hopefully I can make it up to you in the next couple of weeks, and I'll put out as many as I possibly can, and we'll call it even. Anyway, today we are going to talk about a game that I have never played all the way through. I played some, but many consider this to be one of the worst games ever made. In fact, even worse than E.T. on the Atari 2600. That's my opinion. I think this game is probably the worst game ever made. But that, of course, is Superman, the new Superman Adventures on the N64. So, with that out of the way, let's get on with the history of Superman. Superman, the new Superman Adventures, commonly referred to as Superman 64, is an action-adventure game developed and published by Titus Interactive for the Nintendo 64 and based on the television series Superman, the Animated Series. If you have never had the chance to watch that series, please do. Along with the Batman series from the 90s, those are some amazing cartoons. Released in North America on June 1st, 1999, and in Europe on July 23rd, it is the first 3D Superman game. In the game, Lex Luthor has trapped Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, and Professor Hamilton in a virtual reality version of Metropolis that he created with the help of Brainiac, leaving it up to Superman to save them and break apart the virtual world. The game shifts between outdoor levels where the player flies through rings while saving civilians, and indoor levels where the player looks for access cards, activates computers, and fights villains such as Brainiac, Mala, Metallo, Darkseid, and the Parasite. The development of Superman began in 1997 and was largely hampered by constraints between Titus and the game's licensors, Warner Brothers and DC Comics, leaving little room for polishing the gameplay. Blue Sky Software attempted to redo the game for the PlayStation, but this version was ultimately canceled, as Titus's licenses with Warner Brothers had expired by the time it was completed. With three E3 presentations and positive press coverage before its release, Superman 64 was released to strong sales and positive consumer reception. However, big however, critical reviews were extremely negative, panning its unresponsive controls, technical flaws, repetitive gameplay, overuse of distance fog, and poor graphics. It is widely considered one of the worst video games ever made. Superman is a three-dimensional action-adventure platform game where the player acts as the titular hero, saving the citizens of Metropolis, such as Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Professor Emil Hamilton, from a virtual reality of it created by Lex Luthor. Virtual Metropolis is filled with what the developers call kryptonite fog, in an apparent effort by Lex Luthor to diminish Superman's abilities, which is actually distance fog, and is used as a technique to mask the game's poor draw distance. In the main single-player mode, the player assumes the role of Superman, who is challenged by Luthor to complete various tasks and puzzles. Superman can walk, fly, punch enemies, and use super strength to lift and carry large objects. Superman's other superpowers, including heat vision, freeze breath, X-ray vision, super speed, and reprogrammination, where Superman reprograms an enemy to help fight off other enemies, are only accessible through the collection of power-ups and certain levels and have limited reserves. If Superman is attacked by enemies, hazards, or is in close proximity to kryptonite, his health will decrease. The player will enter game over, indicated with Lex wins, and will be required to restart the current mission if Superman loses all of his health. The player will also enter game over if a civilian character is attacked or time limits imposed on various missions expire before they are completed. Superman consists of 14 levels, alternating between outdoor and indoor levels. The indoor levels involve combat, exploring environments to find access codes to locked areas, activating computers, solving puzzles to finish objectives, and fights with villains such as Mala, Metallo, Darkseid, and Brainiac, who is responsible for programming the computers that trap them in Luthor's virtual reality. Outdoor stages consist of traversing to the next indoor mission while flying through rings and saving civilians from enemies and hazards. Several missions must be completed under time limits. Superman, the new Superman Adventures, has three difficulty modes: Easy, Normal, and of course, Superman. In Easy mode, the player does not have to fly through rings in the ride stages. The penultimate ride stage and the penultimate regular stage are only playable on Normal and Superman modes, and the concluding ride stage and regular stage only on Superman mode. Despite this, it is possible to complete the game without encountering a single ring if the player starts on Easy, as the player is given an opportunity to switch from Easy to Normal mode that skips the penultimate ride stage, as well as the option to switch from Normal mode to Superman mode that skips the final ride stage. The time available to complete missions also decreases the higher the difficulty. The game includes two multiplayer modes, a racing mode and a battle mode, that can be played with up to four people. In the battle mode, players must defeat their opponents by throwing various weapons and items at them. In the racing mode, players control a spaceship and rings shoot from the backside of one opponent. Eric Kane, one of the founders of French developer Titus Interactive, garnered the rights from WB Licensing to produce a Superman game during the development of the animated series. Hearing about the upcoming show in the Los Angeles offices of Titus, Kane went after the license as no other company would. He recalled in a 2015 interview that Warner Brothers asked me three times if I was sure of what I was doing. In early 1997, Titus signed a licensing deal with Warner Brothers to make games based on Superman, the animated series, for the Nintendo 64, PlayStation, and Game Boy. The staff for the development of each port consisted of two programmers and 6 to 9 artists. The Game Boy game was completed and released by the end of the year. The Nintendo 64 game's development lasted 2 years. Kane's initial plan was for a style of gameplay only Tomb Raider had tried before, a 3D open-world action-adventure video game involving real-time strategy where players really behave as a Superman. As he explained, it would stretch the N64 to its limits, feature Superman's ability to fly and fight, and include his every superpower. But it would be too much for the Nintendo 64's limitations. As a result, less than 10% of the original design was implemented in the final product. Only a few days after the deal was made, the Warner Brothers licensing team changed. Based on Kane's testimony, the new group instantly hated Titus and the project and tried to stop its development. The first demand was to make Superman a SimCity-like game, where Superman would be like the mayor of Metropolis, instead of an action game. Warner Brothers only got more coercive after Titus rejected the idea, going against any decision of the French developer. Often, the reasoning for rejection was that Superman would never do the things Titus proposed. Elements that survived, such as Superman swimming underwater, were kept in after Titus staff members showed documentation of the original Superman comics. Some changes were mandated for reasons of putting the fictional DC Comics hero in a positive light. In addition to the limiting of Superman's powers and removal of breakable architecture, the game was set in a virtual world in order for the titular hero to not harm real, quote-unquote, people. Although the ring stages were originally supposed to be tutorial stages, it became part of regular gameplay due to the other changes. These conflicts resulted in a delayed production process where it took Titus months to get every single character approved, and an inability to fix bugs and issues associated with the collusion, detection, and controls that the final product would be criticized for. Near the end of the development, technical support was provided for Titus by Nintendo of America. Superman was shown at three E3 events in 1997, 1998, and 1999. The game was unofficially named Superman 64 by some publications since the 1997 E3 event, as indicated by its coverage from Game Informer. The 1997 presentation of the game did not reveal anything about taking place in a virtual world, but stated its premise would be Superman trying to save Lois and Metropolis from Lex Luthor's very dangerous creation, the Lexoscale 5000. Additionally, it showcased models of empty rooms, a concept model of Lex Luthor, and emphasized Superman's X-ray vision power that made strong use of the console's graphical capabilities. An IGN journalist covering the event saw little promise in the game. For a true fan, the game probably looked great, because it was at least something to show. But to the casual observer or the jaded critic, the game just looked poor. Animation World Network, however, was more optimistic, claiming that the game appeared to have stunning 3D environments, various fights levels, and rescue operations. At the time of the 1997 E3 showing, the release date was set for late 1997, but that was delayed. Titus announced Superman to be around 85 to 95% complete in March 1998. The game was delayed again after the 1998 E3 showing in response to gameplay criticism and released 3D character models and map sheets of the levels on the 24th of August. GamePro, labeling the game a E3 showstopper, noted its good-looking graphics. In June 1998, GameFan published the first screenshots of completed parts of Superman, which included views of the interior, Metropolis, and the 3D model of Superman. The magazine also offered enthusiastic coverage about it, with journalist ECM reporting other staff drooling over these first-look shots of the game. He suggested the game could be one of the hotter N64 titles of the year, even with heavyweights like Zelda and Banjo coming down the line, and that its astounding visuals, apart from the fog in the Metropolis shots, looks set to raise the bar on the N64 again with its clean textures and smooth animation. He announced gameplay details such as an assortment of missions numbering in the 20s, and powers such as X-ray and heat vision, as well as the inclusion of villains like Brainiac and Bizarro. Gamers Republic, in July 1998, reported that Superman consisted of 15 stages where the playable character is beating up bad guys and solving puzzles while trying to find the kryptonite diffuser in each level, also revealing a four-player battle mode the source positively compared to Star Fox. It felt its levels looked well-designed and applauded its incorporation of Superman's powers. Nintendo Magazine preview coverage of an August 1998 issue showed Titus still had not implemented non-tutorial ring stages and a virtual world setting in its plot. The premise was presented as Luthor trapping all of Metropolis citizens in a deadly kryptonite fog. The magazine also saw promise in the final product, claiming that it was packed with great ideas and the four-player mode looks like a right good left. In the December issue, the magazine, which changed its name to Nintendo Official Magazine, ran another preview piece showcasing more of Superman's abilities in the game, such as breaking through bricks, lifting cars and humans, punching, and using heat vision and ice breath. It announced a January 1999 release date in North America and a spring date in Europe. A press release in October 1998 showed that at point, Superman 64's release date was set on November 16, 1998, with a huge promotional campaign to include special in-store promotions and displays, advertising, television, online, and print media. Promotional items will include standees, t-shirts, game footage, videotapes, and oversized boxes. Superman was one of only five Nintendo 64 games presented at the 1999 Tokyo Game Show. After the critical failure of the Nintendo 64 version, Titus gave Blue Sky Software the reins to completely redesign Superman for the PlayStation. The game received approval from Sony, but the license from Warner Bros. Had expired and Titus was unable to secure a new one, resulting in the game's cancellation in 2000. According to Kane, after Warner Bros. Forced us to kill the PlayStation version, the company was planning to pay Titus a litigation settlement as a payback for its abusive behavior against the developer. A build of the game dated to June 22, 2000 was eventually uploaded to Mediafire on November 28, 2020 by Richard Evan Mandel, who announced and linked to the build's release via a journal post on his DeviantArt page. NPD Group Data reported Superman being a top 10 seller in North America during the weeks of June 1999. In July of the same year, Titus announced that Superman had been the third best-selling game for the N64. Over 500,000 units were sold. Eric Kane projected in 1998 sales of around 1 million. Titus also reported consumer feedback obtained in the form of a mail-in registration being overwhelmingly positive, and more than 70% of Superman's target audience, that of 6 to 11-year-olds, rated the game as an A title. All of this contradicted Superman 64's contemporaneous critic reputation filled with claims of being one of the worst games of all time. Matt Casamassina of IGN suggested it was executed so poorly that actually serves to butcher the reputation of the prominent action hero. Casamassina speculated the developer had not put forth any priorities for this title other than to finish it, and commenting that the game has a rushed, careless feel. Critics, such as those from Electronic Gaming Monthly, noted the ruined potential of a game based on the Superman animated series, such as a great story, interesting characters, plenty of villains, and fighting criminals in 3D landscapes. The multiplayer modes were a little more well-received than the single-player story-based mode, although issues of slowdown and difficulty controlling the space pod were noted. The controls were panned for being confusing and difficult. Commands for various actions were reported to either be unresponsive or not working consistently, such as flying, landing, and picking up objects. Tim Weaver of N64 Magazine complained that the only way to stop flying is to crash into a solid object, preferably a wall, and you will always have to press forward to go forward, even if you're facing into the camera. Conversely, Nintendo Magazine System, the official Nintendo Magazine of Australia, counter-argued complaints about the flying controls, reasoning it was simple if the player read the instruction manual. Other technical problems were reported to be commonplace, such as bugs, unfavorable camera angles, bad enemy AI, broken frame rates, clipping of environments and objects, and poor collision detection. All Games' Scott Allen Marriott derogatorily labeled the gameplay as a set of foggy, empty outdoor levels and indoor levels that seemed out of place. Some critics found the missions too easy, unengaging, and nonsensical. Hardcore Gaming 101's John Szczepanik going as so far to call them obscenely stupid. He and other critics also panned what was viewed as ridiculous-looking fights with enemies. Szczepanik writing that melee combat is slow, awkward, and imprecise, leading to much flailing of limbs. The ring missions were labeled the perfect mixture of monotonous and difficult by Sean Collin of the Electronic Playground due to their limited margins of error and time limits. Only a few reviewers suggested Superman 64's gameplay may have been good conceptually. Official Nintendo Magazine stating that this game's got great ideas, but it's a super disappointment. Super disappointment. That's good. VoVideo.com described the missions as action-packed and diverse, and Nintendo Power claimed it was ambitious for a Superman game to attempt to be more than just a brawler with some flight and superpowers thrown in. Critics found certain concepts unsuitable for a game based on the titular hero. The most frequently brought up was him flying through rings. Conlin noted limitations of life and the need of power-ups were placed on an invincible superhero with unlimited power. The graphics were condemned as basic and poor for a Nintendo 64 game released in 1999. The most frequent criticism was the excessive distance fog. Megafun claimed it was an excuse for the developers to not take full advantage of the N64 console, and Hugh Norton Smith of Hyper wrote the fog would force players to preemptively approach buildings in order to not hit them. The textures were criticized as near non-existent and too repetitive, flat and featureless for a virtual world setting. Szczepanik stated that the flat textures of Metropolis made it look like a Mode 7 background on a Super NES game. VooVideo.com noted that the game's levels had little to no lighting, shadows, or clear perspective for the player to judge distances of characters and objects in the environment. Javon Jenkins of Game Industry noted this problem while figuring out the distance between Superman with enemies, which added artificial challenge in fighting them, and was made worse by poor camera angles. He also was turned off by Metropolis's lack of close-up detail that play a big part in the life of a city. Reviews also panned the character's animation, such as AllGames' Scott Allen Marriott, who particularly dismissed Superman's punching and flying animations. Total N64 critic Lee described the intro cinematic as like a scene from a C64 game in 1985, and that the sharp edges of the polygons gave Superman pixie boots. The audio was also criticized. The repetitiveness of the soundtrack was brought up by reviewers such as GameSpot's Joe Fielder, who felt it would be considered bad for the SNES. He also noted that the sparse voice work even changes at one point from Man of Steel actors to someone who sounds nothing like the lead of the show. As Norton Smith proclaimed, the soundtrack is more than capable of causing spontaneous aneurysms at 50 paces, and the handful of canned smashing moves do a great job at driving home the horror. Chris Johnson of Electronic Gaming Monthly found the graphics semi-decent, if oddly letterboxed, and Marriott was fond of them for being colorful and simple. Some reviewers praised the visuals' closeness of the animated series, as well as the inclusion of the original voice actors, Weaver highlighting Lex Luthor's laugh, which almost made up for Superman being so hideous. Lukewarm appreciation was also given to the music, including from VooVideo.com, who noted its atmospheric nature and disliked the lack of stylistic variance throughout the game. Statements of Superman 64 being one of the worst video games of all time have continued in the latter years. The game is ranked on all-time worst list of publications such as Electronic Gaming Monthly, The Guardian, SVG.com, and topped those of GameSpy and Game Trailers. It also appeared on Worst of Decades End List of Filter and Nintendo Power. It continues to be called the all-time worst of the Superman video games, which are usually not well received. As of 2017, Superman 64 holds the Guinness World Record for lowest rated superhero game, citing its Gamer Rankings aggregate score of 22.9. The Guardian, reporting in 2018, Superman 64 has cultivated a fan base of curious masochists eager to see how bad it really is. Twitch and YouTube host plenty of videos dedicated to the anti-glory of Superman 64, some of them made by people who were barely born when it was released. Superman 64 was number 11 in an Uproxx list of the top 100 Nintendo 64 games, according to 250,849 users' ratings from various websites. Publication writer Derek Rosalinal was baffled by the ranking. "I attribute that to users ironically giving the game many positive ratings over the years. Thankfully, though, those shenanigans don't seem prevalent in the data, and Superman is the only notable head-scratcher that I noticed." Well, there you have it, folks. There is the history of one of the worst games ever made, Superman on the N64. I have played it. I haven't beaten it. I don't even think I got past the first round because it was so stupid. But if I can get a hold of a copy of it, I will probably try to play it again for my YouTube channel. You can find that at RetroBang Gaming on YouTube. Anyway, if you guys want to get a hold of me, go ahead and do so at RetroBangGaming@gmail.com. Take some time this weekend to play some video games. Doesn't have to be much. Doesn't have to be anything particular. Just enjoy a video game. It'll probably de-stress you and make you feel better about yourself. As always, folks, be good people. Be good to those around you, and keep on gaming.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.